To Washington we go, and WOKV's Candace Cole knew this week the USDA announcing it's giving $100 million in grant money to help states bolster their program that helps food insecure families feed their kids during the summer months. Talk us through this infusion of cash and how many kids might this help?
Good morning, Rich. Well, the USDA estimates that once this program takes place nationwide in all 50 states, including D.C., that it could potentially help somewhere around 30 million kids that would benefit from this Sunbucks program. And as you said, this is really meant to fill the gap that kids who would otherwise rely on school lunch programs and the like who would not have access to those meals during the summer months. So this is also, it's also known as the Summer Electronic Benefit Transfer Program. It was part of a provision included in legislation that passed in Congress in 2022. So we should note, not every state is on board yet, including Florida. Florida has not yet opted in to the program, but this Summer EBT program essentially gives $120 to families per eligible child to help buy groceries so that they're not going hungry during the summer.
Florida does do the Sun Meals to Go program. Is any of this money going directly to that at all?
Right. So this money is going directly to states to help implement this program so that the program runs smoothly for families needing access, and also to help states who have not bought into the program yet to implement it in the future.
Roger. Okay.
But it is supplementary.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll obviously be following the effort by Florida, perhaps to build out the program here. One of many southern states, Georgia as well, just to our north, also not in just yet. WOKV's Candace Cole, part of our live team coverage in our Washington newsroom.